What up, guys? Today's quick video is titled Scumbag Austin Hullman Admits to Being a Criminal in Brazil, and he's also hustling his viewers for money. This is a live stream that he was doing, and I'm going to play the playback for you right now, okay? In this clip, he's going to hustle his simps to pay him money, because obviously that's how he lives around the world. He does not have a legit job. He doesn't have any way to make money. His only source of income is simps giving him money just because. And he's also going to admit to being a criminal in Brazil for being a sexual predator.
I'm here. Thank you very much for the $20 super sticker. I appreciate it. And if you guys want to, yes, it does. If you guys want to, you guys know my Cash App is $ Austin Hullman, PayPal Austin Hullman at gmail.com, or you can leave a super chat, super sticker, whatever you'd like to do. But I'm thanking God that I'm here for my 24th birthday, because a lot of you may know that I couldn't have been. I could be in jail in Brazil right now. But I'm not, because I'm always two steps ahead.
All right, guys, that's it. Austin Hullman just admitted to being a criminal in Brazil. This guy is officially wanted in Brazil for being a sexual predator. And look at you guys giving him money. Look at that. Look at that. $20, $50. The chat has not begun yet. And you guys have already given this fucking criminal $70. Austin Hullman claims to be two steps ahead of everybody, which is true. However, when it comes to people like me who are high IQ, nobody, you ain't two steps ahead of me. I am two steps ahead of you. Everybody watching this, you heard it with your own mouth. You heard it with your own ears out of his mouth. This man is a wanted criminal in Brazil for being a sexual predator, okay, guys? He just admitted it right now, right here on the internet for the world to hear. He is, look at that. Look at people just giving him money, man. Look at that. This guy already made $100 right now within the first couple minutes of his live stream. It's unbelievable, man. This guy is a fucking criminal in Brazil for being a sexual predator, and yet you retards are giving him money. See, this is why Pearly Things can come into this space and make millions of dollars, because you guys, you see, this is a problem with you black guys out there, man. The more somebody abuses you, the more somebody misleads you. And did you guys hear how he's like, I'm blessed, I'm always blessed? This is how fucking criminals, psychopaths, sociopaths, narcissists deal. They're like, I'm blessed. I am so blessed. And yet you just keep on falling for it. Again, the guy already made $100 within the first 15, 20 minutes of his... No, this is the first 5 minutes. Oh, look. He just passed $100 in his first 5 minutes of live streams. You guys are supporting a fucking criminal. Austin Hullman is a fucking criminal in Brazil. He just told you right now that he is wanted in Brazil. If this guy had this guy not left Brazil ASAP, he would be in prison right now in Brazil. Look at this. Look at this, guys. A fucking criminal is given $100. Everybody, he passed $100. You know what, guys? I'm just going to sit here for a couple more minutes. I'm just going to watch all the simps giving that guy money. It's amazing, man. See, this is a problem I have. See, this is why the black community will never, ever prosper. You're supporting a criminal. You are supporting a pervert, a sexual predator. You are supporting somebody who hustles his own motherfucking audience for money, and yet you just give him more love. You give him more money. Look, guys, this is $20. This is $50. So he's up to $70. This is $20. So he's up to $90. This is fucking $10. So he's up to $100. and this is another $100, right? This is another $10. So this guy is well over $100 in probably like the first 10 minutes of his chat. You know, guys, you support criminals, you support rapists, you support sexual predators, another $20. You support fucking people like Pearly Things. You know, Pearly Things is a fucking racist. You know, Pearly Things views all black people as niggers, okay? Pearly Things genuinely believes that she is your messiah, that she is your master, that she is your savior. And look, man, I can't blame Pearly Things for treating black people like utter shit and having nothing but contempt for black people. I mean, look at you guys. You're supporting a fucking criminal, a sexual predator. You're supporting him. And again, look at him. Look at his face, guys. Look, this is a guy who suffers from Asperger's. This is a guy on a spectrum. This guy is a fucking con artist. I mean, this guy actually got tens of thousands of dollars from the U.S. government by having a sham business and claiming he needed payment protection plans. He took that money, and this is how he traveled, okay? Austin Hallman got his start by taking money from the U.S. government under the guise of the payment protection plan. That's how he started to travel, and now his money is from fucking simps giving this guy. Look, the guy made well over $100 in just the first 10 minutes of his live stream. You know, a lot of you guys out there, you think Austin Hallman is some sort of successful human being. This guy's a fucking scam artist, man. He's not successful at all. The only reason he's able to travel and live a luxurious lifestyle is because of you guys. You know, this $120, right now, where he is in Tanzania, Austin Hallman can live like a fucking king in Tanzania for a week. For 1 week, this guy can go out, eat all the filet mignon, he can get all the hookers he wants with your money. When you guys see Austin Hallman eating sushi, that's your money. When you see this guy with fucking prostitutes, that's your fucking money. Happy birthday, big dog. Really? The guy's like 5'6", man. How the fuck is he big dog, you know? If he was fucking AMS, I would say, okay, AMS is like 6'4", 200 plus pounds. But this guy's like, what, 5'7", maybe 5'8", with fucking shoes on, like 120, 130 pounds? Big dog, you know? Yeah, you hiding in Africa after that drama in Brazil. Yeah, he just admitted he is a criminal. This guy would have been in prison if he stayed in Brazil. And he just admitted to you guys, to your face, that he was two steps ahead. He got out of Brazil before the police were going to come after him. So look at you guys. Everybody here is supporting a fucking criminal. You know, Austin Hallman is not a suspect, okay? He is a bona fide criminal. He just admitted himself, I'd be in jail right now in Brazil. If you're gonna be in jail in Brazil, that means you're a fucking criminal. There is no other subject to it. This guy is a fucking criminal. This is why he can't go back to Brazil. Probably he can't go back to Philippines. Probably he can't go back to fucking Thailand. You know, in Africa, guys, in Africa, because, you know what, African woman will put up with him because, well, you know, he's one of them, and they can use him to make money off of him. At the end of the day, man, I want everybody here to understand, everybody watching this fucking criminal and scam artist, I want you guys out there to understand this really, 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 really well. Oh, look at his face. Look at that. Look, Cash App, PayPal. Look at that, guys. He's hustling you for money. This is how he makes his money, man. I can't stress this enough. You're not looking at a successful man. You're looking at a criminal. You're looking at a scam artist. You're looking at someone who clearly suffers from Asperger's. Look at that. This guy probably made already close to $200 within 20 minutes of his live stream, and yet you guys think that he is successful, that he is suave, he's some sort of Rico Suave. It's amazing, guys. It's amazing, man. This guy is making his money off of you guys. He's hustling you guys for money. Unbelievable, man. See, Austin Hallman is a perfect example of why black people will never, ever succeed, man. All right, guys, that's the end of the video, man. I can't take this anymore, guys. I genuinely can't take the fact that you guys are openly supporting a criminal, a scam artist, and a fucking fraud. I just can't take it this anymore, man. I can't take it.